Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidmit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, he's on top of today. You've been waiting all week to do that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast
Thing.
Yeah, whatever. We don't even know what we're doing here. We just, if we've been doing this for so long now, it's just a habit. We come here and we make these recordings for Kid Ministry Talk, and we have eight people listening now. I have eight people listening.
That's
a
lot of pressure. Let's
end on a high note.
That's doubled.
That's a lot of pressure.
End on a high note.
Yeah. What? Another what now?
Easy for you to say.
End on a high note.
That's easy for you to say. End on a high note. Okay. And, and we don't know what we're talking about half the time, I don't think. Do we?
Never. No. Oh, on the podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Not that either. So today we are going to kind of just talk about what we did in our kids' church today. We just got out of our kids' church Sunday, and happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you.
And we were missing someone today, just for today, but we'll announce that later during the toy box when we run through our players.
All right.
And if you're a solid listener, you'll probably figure that out here right directly, who's missing.
Or not.
Yeah,
clue
really
number one, they're not here.
Yes. Thank you, Taylor. That's a good clue. Clue number one, they are not here today.
Clue number two is they're somewhere else.
And yes, clue number two, they are somewhere else.
Clue number three, you might not actually miss them. Just kidding.
Are you, though?
We miss this person. Yeah, we miss this person.
Is
today,
it me? It's not me?
No, it's not okay. Travis, you're here right today. Okay. So Travis did a lesson today in reference to Lucky Charms, not just the cereal.
No.
But Lucky Charms as the good luck thing. Mm-hmm. And you put out a good Bible scripture for this one, too. And we're going to kind of recap on what he did with that, what we did in our kids' church today with the lesson, and maybe do some Monday morning quarterback with it. I don't know. I think you covered everything. And then we're going to go shotgun on you guys. I'm going to I have some objects here, and I'm going to throw out some object ideas, and you guys create a little lesson narrative with it for me and see what you come up with. And so I think these would be easy ones. I've only got a couple of them or so, but we'll do that after we talk about the Lucky Charms lesson that was done today. So, and we'll just basically just talk about, it wasn't a special event, it was just the name of our lesson today. We didn't have a special theme day. It was just the lesson was called Lucky Charms. And everything else was pretty much the same for us and all of our segments, our action songs and everything. Interesting thing, the PA system went out in our kids' church today. And so it just...
What does PA stand for?
Public, I don't know. Public announcement.
Portable audio.
Portable audio?
Something audio.
PA. Yeah, why do we call it PA?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Public announcement?
That's why I asked.
Public announcement?
What
announcement
does PA stand for?
Because you think it...
It's going to come up Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
No, it came up physician assistant.
Okay.
Look up what's a P. What does PA and PA system mean?
But anyway, our PA system. Yeah, PA system. Maybe that's PA was the name of a brand name
public
or something.
Public announcement.
Or...
Maybe. But anyway, our PA
public
went out.
Public address system.
That's what I said.
Address system. That's a PAS.
No, it says a public address system, PA system. It's an electronic system comprising microphones, amplifiers, loudspeakers, and related equipment.
So Travis was right.
More or less.
Yeah, all right.
A little more.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Dude, take credit, okay?
Little more.
I will.
They're synonyms.
Can't take you seriously.
So our PA...
I like cinnamon rolls.
Our public address system went out.
Oh, no.
And we had no audio, so we had a yell, and... you know, pull our mask off and yell.
And we really yelled at those kids.
Yeah.
Real let them have it.
We yelled at them hard.
They were really good today.
They were really good.
We had three brand new visitors a day in Connects. And
a couple that haven't been there for a while.
Yeah, some haven't seen in a while. And so...
it was good.
They gave good answers.
They
really
participated.
They listened real good.
Took in what I was saying.
They did.
We renamed Spider to Kiter.
Oh, yeah.
That was adorable.
Kind of. What was that? I missed that.
Gunner was
Kiderman?
Gunner was killing
Kiderman.
It today.
Kiderman.
Yeah. He had the best comments.
Somebody had asked, like, do you know what a black widow is? And he said, it's
a widow.
He said, do you know what a widow is? And he goes, it's a kiter.
He was like, also said,
a stitch, makeup on Kitch.
Kitch.
Yeah, like in Kitch.
little blue critter, he said.
Lilo and Kitch. Okay. So, all right, Travis, give us your Bible verse and just recap what you did today.
Well, let me pull it up. The reason I'm just mad about my lesson.
Why?
Because it didn't work. All right, the
magic trick.
The magic trick didn't work.
He did have a magic trick, and I did notice that either I just missed it or
it just didn't work.
Alexa,
didn't I've been it. There, done that.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
It's frustrating.
I did. I set the fire.
Ezekiel 13:20.
Alexa started the fire.
Justin Kotcher walked by when I was setting it, and he was like.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against all your magic charms, which you use to ensnare my people like birds. I will tear them from your arms, setting my people free like birds set free from a cage.
Now, what version of the Bible is it? Is it NIV or?
NLT.
NLT, okay. Because that in different versions, you don't.
Yeah, that's the only
may not always see the word charms. And so that's good that you pick that up and use that one there too. In reference to Lucky Charms.
So it all started. I was like months ago, like probably 5 months ago, I was looking online and I saw this magic smoke thing. Like you tear off a piece of paper and you light it on fire. Then mm-hmm. the residue, you're supposed to rub your finger on the residue and then rub it between your two fingers and it makes like an illusion of smoke.
It just like it did in practice yesterday.
Yeah, it worked fine. Mm-hmm. Like I put it on a coin.
Great.
And the whole point, I got to thinking like, how can I incorporate it? And I was like, Yeah, Alexa did it. What the devil means for evil, God will use for good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the name of the product is called Hell's Smoke. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's cool and all, but I really want to use it just because it's called that, because I want to make it a good thing, you know?
Right.
So I tried it. It didn't work.
Aw.
It worked on my finger when I was
Yeah, done. It worked on the
yeah,
finger.
So I put it on a coin. Yesterday and watched you guys do it a couple times.
Yeah.
And it is some prep work. I didn't know, because when we did magic tricks, I did the flash paper. And did flash fire. That always worked.
I wanted it to be like a subtle
but
thing.
But
like
the smoke
like,
thing, yeah.
Be like, oh, what's it's smoking? And then I was going to drop it into like a little bag, but I can never get the bag right.
But during practice, because you have to actually, this a gimmick you use for the trick, you have to burn it with a little match or something first.
And then liquid comes out of the paper.
Okay. So it's a chemical reaction type thing is all you're doing. And you actually and create a giant ash, which you're creating, right?
Like it's like an oil.
An oil, okay.
Yeah. I have some if you want to do
it. Yeah, we have some.
And then when you start rubbing it with your bare hands, it does create a smoke that comes out of your hands. I got a nothing.
Yeah, but I've seen YouTube videos. They put it on coins, so I thought I could put it on a coin, and then I could do like some kind of magic with like a lucky charm, like a lucky coin, and then it runs out, and then it disappears somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And like all I'm left is like smoking hands. It didn't really work out. In my head, it was awesome.
But yeah. Isn't that the way it always works? It always works out good in your head.
It doesn't even work good in my head.
But yeah, that happens a lot. And so you're going to use you got a coin, and it was going to be your lucky coin, per se. And you're just going to make it.
The New Jersey coin.
Yeah. Make it smoke, and it was going to vanish in your hands. And you're like, where did it go? Where'd my lucky charm go? But anyway, you was going to use that as part of the object lesson in the lesson for the lucky charm. So go ahead and tell us what else you went through.
Well, I went through the obvious celebrities that every kid knew.
Oh, that was funny.
So I picked some celebrities with,
and you put their picture up on the screen.
I put their picture.
Yeah,
up.
And we waited for the kids to tell us who they were.
Yeah,
yeah, this is funny.
Let's see. The first one was John Wayne. A couple of them actually knew John Wayne.
Yeah, they did. Who did? Who called out?
I bet Tucker.
Tucker did.
One or two kids actually hard out and recognized John Wayne's photograph on the screen.
And the point of this was to like tell them about like their crazy like superstitions that they had, or like something that they thought was bad luck or good luck.
And these celebrities actually had these superstitions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
John Wayne, he would get mad because he thought it was bad luck if he saw a hat on a bed, which is really weird. Like, mm-hmm. of all things, like. And then, obviously, everyone knew Charles Dickens' picture, writer of the Christmas Carol.
And they were, like, jumping.
As soon as that picture came up, they were all just like, yeah, Charles Dickens! Right?
And then I said that he would always carry a compass that all times for good luck, always facing north. Oh, when he slept. I didn't say that part. When I was saying it, I was like, how did he keep it? Because he's going to be turning his body.
Yeah.
How does he keep it north? But it had to be facing north when he slept. And then, of course, everyone knew Lucille Ball. You know,
that's a live recording from our Kinect kid service when he showed the picture of Lucille Ball.
They probably would have known it more if it was black and white.
Probably.
That's true.
Yeah, but it was a color photograph.
But she had, like, a superstition where she couldn't be around birds because she thought they were bad luck in her life, I guess.
I mean, look at New York City.
I know, right?
Have you ever seen the movie Birds?
Yeah, birds aren't real anyway, so anyway.
Now she didn't want pictures of birds or birds in the facility where she was.
I didn't want to say this to the kids because it's kind of dark, but it's like her father died, the same day her father died, a bird flew into their home and became trapped. And like when she was a kid, traumatized by that. So then she refused to work around anything with birds, pictures of birds.
What about ostriches?
Probably. I'll have to ask her.
Okay.
Things scare me enough as it is.
And then, obviously, everyone knew John Steinbeck.
The kids went crazy. John Steinbeck.
He wrote the first drafts of The Grapes of Wrath, East of Eden, and Mice of Men, all which I've read the titles of. And
did you? And I think he also said you read the back cover too, something like that, right?
The biography.
And then I fell asleep. And then he required a specific pencil to write all those, and he wouldn't use anything else.
So that was his superstition.
And then I went over like a couple of the common lucky charms, like clover and horseshoe, and I didn't have it read. But then I talked about the rainbow and everything. And then I have, like, crystals, but I didn't do the crystals.
Yeah, and we had a... Now, you asked the kids about what is a lucky charm to you, or give us some ideas of lucky charms and stuff. And if you've been in kid ministry long enough, you know you have to either...
You about to get some answers.
Yeah. If you open up a question like that, you're going to get some answers. And so you need to be ready for it.
I love that part.
It's It was pretty enlightening and entertaining. And when you asked the kids, hey, what are some lucky charms? Was it Judah?
Yeah.
That he said he brought up a three-leaf clover, but he said, ate it.
He said, I ate a three-leaf clover once.
and Bruce in the background goes, congratulations.
I said, I bet your stomach didn't feel very lucky.
So, yeah, we get all kinds of obscure answers there, and trying to ask kids, what's a lucky charm? What does superstition mean to you? What does a lucky charm mean to you? And things like that. What else did they say? I just remember that one.
Chloe gave a good description about a black cat.
Yeah, she described.
And she said, but it's not real. We're like, yeah.
She described.
Well, and then we got a story about someone's black cat who was mean when they were little, but now they're old and nice.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
But it was a very detailed story.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I'm not superstitious.
Was that your cousin?
I'm just stitious.
Yeah,
that was a Johnson.
That was a Johnson. But I don't know what I'm saying about Johnson.
We engage with the kids. Well, they engage. That means they were listening and they wanted to participate. So we take it with that. And so now that you've explained the superstition, the lucky charm bit, go to the heart of the lesson. I guess the spiritual.
Well, and then I said those things aren't really lucky, and they're just items. They don't have any really luck in them, and the rituals and the superstitions don't really mean anything because God is the only thing in control of your life. And then I said, when something does happen that's good for these people that believe in lucky charms and stuff, they're like, oh, good, my four-leaf clover worked, and I should eat more three-leaf clovers. So like that. But then whenever it doesn't work, they're always...
More greens in my diet.
They're always like, oh, why is this happening to me? Like, why does God hate me? Stuff like that. And then I said, what did I say after that? Like,
I don't know. What did you say after
that? Talked about Ruth.
Oh, yeah. I did the story of Ruth, how she happened upon Boaz's grain, and she was harvesting grain and didn't know it was Boaz's, and Boaz could have kicked her out and been real mean to her and everything, like he is to everyone.
Because he was ruthless.
Ruthless, yeah.
Yeah. But he let her continue to harvest his grain and everything, and then whenever Naomi found out about it, she she could have chalked it up to good luck, but no, she recognized that it was God's favor and God's blessing upon them and not like a lucky thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Simple enough. Very good. And this is just pretty much the last minute idea, I guess, you know, the week before or whatever. And for those of you listening to us that might be hearing this for the first time, our kids' church here, we don't do a lot of a curriculum at all, hardly. And we just happen to be, we like being creative and creating our own lessons and stuff. And this is how we operate. And that's why we do the podcast. We like to share our thoughts and our ideas, at object lessons that we do a lot and have think tanks and stuff. So that's the premise of our podcast today and on all of them pretty much. But we really have nothing planned for next Sunday, because we are literally in transitioning of a new theme, and we're not ready to actually launch it yet in its full capacity. So we're just kind of, each Sunday comes by, we just kind of go wherever, whatever lesson we want to talk about with no particular theme or whatever. But until we get our decor and our characters developed and a basic outline of our scripts and stuff for the new theme, which we'll talk about soon as well, share with you, then we go with that. But right now we're just kind of going shotgun on our themes and stuff. So what do you think we're going to do next Sunday?
Do we have it next Sunday or are we doing it every other Sunday?
That's right. We're still every
so
other
we still
Sunday.
So 2 weeks. I don't know. What can we do?
But we are going to be going to every Sunday here for too long. And we have to, our schedule is going to change. Mm-hmm. We normally start at 10 to 11. Connect Kids Church starts at 9:30 to 10:30. And the big church starts at 10:30. So we come in a half hour earlier, and then we'll be doing every Sunday when that starts. And it's supposed to happen before Easter, which is not too far away at all.
Nope. So we're going to be already in Easter service?
We will have our own Connects Easter service this year,
but
yes.
But we're going to be able to be in Big Church.
And Big Church, both of them, yes.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, good, so good. When the new schedule starts, we'll be in Connects, and we go to Big. It's just like our regular schedule, except it's moved up a half hour, and there's no first hour big service, teaching service. It's going to have different breakout classes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And music will be practicing in that. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. So we can start working maybe some of the ideas here. I've only got two or three here. We can still do toys if we wanted to. But I just chose out three objects here, technically four. But I got some objects here, and I'm going to just present them to you guys. And you guys, this is totally impromptu. They don't know I'm going to give these out. And you guys develop a narrative of a lesson for these objects. You ready? And they're not toys. Oh, I know, right? They're not toys, but we can't do it.
Cleaning supplies?
No,
that should be our next. That could be our next theme, guys.
Cleaning supplies?
Cleaning supplies. And I did, I don't know why I want to bring this up, but we was in our prayer chapel this morning. And like in here, we have these pallet walls everywhere. Remember, there was for the last few years, people were getting pallet boards and making these backdrop walls.
Accent
walls with pallet boards. They're already kind of starting to drop to the side, and people's changing stuff again. And so I'm thinking, you know, if your church or someone has a pallet board wall, how could you use that in kids' church? How could you recycle that?
Break it. Break down the wall, Jericho. Break him.
Kool-Aid Man opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Is this our first item?
No, it is in a way, but this is more of a...
So this is the more technical of a theme. Fourth item.
Actually,
it's
a fifth.
It's a prelude.
It's a bonus item.
It's a warm-up item.
It's a warm-up bonus item, yes.
We were going to put one in our Connect 4 room and put like the logo and like backlight it.
Yeah.
Remember, that was at one point something we talked about doing.
But I was looking at the one in the prayer chapel, and it just crossed my mind. I don't know why. And I thought, what if they change that? What could anybody do with a pallet board wall to help change their theme in their kids?
Bore out holes in a pattern, like a symbol or something like that, and then put those bulbs through and just light it up.
Like a light bright. And you're thinking graffiti?
Graffiti it.
My idea. This is my idea.
Bring pallet board walls in there and turn it into a clubhouse theme. Because remember the tree clubhouse?
Mm-hmm.
That to me, like if you use a white paint and stuff, you can paint windows on it and make it like a clubhouse. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be something to recycle an old thing like that. And I mean, when was the last time you seen a kid actually want to get into a treehouse or a clubhouse? I mean, that was the good thing when we were, you know.
I mean, there is a show called Treehouse Masters.
is there?
There is.
Well, that's for big people, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's adults who are trying to buy houses and trees.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we grew up on tree houses, and so now we want adult tree houses.
I want an adult tree house.
Do you girls really, allowed. Though? That's a really bad investment. I'm just saying.
Girls allowed.
With an elevator? I assume they'll have elevators there.
Or a clubhouse. Make a Kidman clubhouse.
It's a rope.
Or
a
Kidman.
You gotta pull yourself up.
Kidman clubhouse.
The Kidman clubhouse. Yeah. And make it like an all. Make it.
With a K.
And all your props and everything be like you're in a tree house, clubhouse, and it's just made with generic, whatever you can find laying around the garage or out in the yard. And. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Alexis went to go ahead.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Kind of did.
Okay.
There you go, see?
I didn't even.
So she came really close.
I'll have to, I'll have to,
yeah. Podcast edit.
There, Jared.
But no, I just. That's a. I don't know. Yeah, it was that. In my brain this morning, I don't know why. So there it is. Maybe it'll. Maybe someone could actually use that. But either way, let's go through the objects I have over here.
Can we build a clubhouse on top of the church, near by the pool?
Can we, you know what? We probably
could put an actual.
Actually, build a clubhouse on top of the church.
Right by the pool.
Right by the pool. It's on top of the church.
That's an old one.
I think Judas.
You think Judah would still believe that?
I told Jared when he gets to youth, he better be like, okay, guys, we're going to go to the pool.
No, and
like,
that's something we did in high school.
He can't get there because we have to sell him an elevator pass.
Yeah. One of our little boys actually believes that there is a pool on top of our church. And he can't access it until he gets into Dean class.
The right map.
And we've
right
never told him anything different since. So we're just kind of biding. How many more years? But another 5-6 years?
Oh, no, yeah. He's only got like.
Yeah, it's been like that. Five or six.
So, yeah, when he gets old enough to go into the teen class.
Like 11?
13.
Is he like 11? Yeah.
12 or 13 before he goes in there. And so the youth leader has to be in sync with us on that. So
yeah, might not be Jared at that time.
He's gonna be like 18 years old.
Finally going to the pool. He's got like the towel over his neck, and he's got the rubber ducky.
He's ready to go.
Come on,
the funny
guys.
Thing is, his dad's like the assistant pastor, and like,
and he totally goes in with us.
Like his dad's.
Like, this will be fun.
They were wandering around church at the end. Did you see him and his brother were like making laps around? We're like, what are you doing, man? He's like, just walking around.
Yeah.
I bet they were.
Looking for the pool. Was it the pool door? So
it's too cold right now.
Okay. Yeah. It's tarped over and emptied out. So it's closed for the season. So, all right. First item up for bids here is a
pool.
$10.
$10 and one penny.
No. Let me hold on here. I thought I had a sound effect for this thing, and I guess I don't. I do, but I can't find it. No, it's a guitar.
Oh.
It's a guitar.
If I hand you a guitar in front of everyone, in front of the kids, what kind of object lesson would you pull off with a guitar? There it is. A guitar.
Rock for Jesus.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah. Def Leppard? Really?
The Rocks Cry Out. No.
The Rocks Cry Out.
Something about being tone deaf.
Huh?
About being tone deaf.
Or how
we
could talk about how Lucifer was the angel of music.
Ooh.
And then we could smash the guitar.
No, what?
I'm kidding.
No.
You better be.
Well, those are all good talking points.
Are they, though?
Think about a guitar and its elements.
Talk about practice.
Okay, fake guitar, then.
Practice.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like how you have, and we actually have a family in our church that's learning music classes now. One's learning drums, one's learning guitar. So that would be a good point for us to
talk about how
hit on, like, you're not going to be perfect the first time.
And how much work it takes and how it affects your fingers.
Yeah.
Because they're like, have you seen guitar players?
You have
fingers?
To, you yeah, grow right calluses.
Here. Yeah, calluses.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you can tie in commitment
to that.
Perseverance and dedication. To, you know, to be a good guitar player.
And how your hard work shows off, or I don't know.
And you have to, yeah, you start working a guitar and you will get calluses on your fingers. And then, so there's a little price to pay, you know, to learn pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And living for God and that kind of good things. You know, it's not always easy, but you can get there. So it's a good life lesson, good special application for guitar.
The guitar would not get heavy.
There
comes his. Here comes his. Who's that? Strum.
Who sings that?
Travis.
Jason Crabb.
Travis. Let, yeah, let's sing that song again, Travis. How's that go again?
I don't remember.
He never promised the guitar would not get heavy.
The strings would not be hard to strum.
He never offered.
Lessons without trying.
That is good stuff here.
We made one up for the dishwasher.
He said calluses will come in time.
I'm going to make a song for every item we talk about today.
Yes, please. To the same tune of the Jason Crabb song. Yep. So,
can be turned into anything.
What about the guitar strings? If one is out of tune?
Ooh. Yeah. To like a...
So there's a unity lesson there.
The body of the church.
Yeah, you know, you're still a guitar string. You're still a part of the instrument. You still need to be used.
It might still sound decent, but it might not be quite right.
You could strike a sour note, and you need to be tuned up. And the master tunes you.
Tuned up.
Yeah, the master has to tune you up. And bring someone from the church who knows how to play guitar and could be up there with you to help illustrate.
Ben,
you want to teach next?
No, I'm not teaching a lesson. I can get up to play guitar, though.
Yeah, then you have someone who has a guitar player up there off the side next to you who can actually demonstrate.
I'm probably not as good as Ben, but I know how to play.
Yeah, just demonstrate how to tune it up real quick and what a sour chord is going to sound like, and then play a little key or whatever. Like, okay, does this sound good or not? You know, and then he tunes it up, then it sounds better. And then it kind of illustrates to us, you know, how every one of us have to work together and be on the same song sheet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God has to tune us up. We have to let him tune us up.
You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
You can do both.
And he's just come out of the abundance of your heart, don't think, Travis? Exactly. I mean, just out of the abundance of your heart.
He's got an extra organ, and it just stores
the overflow.
I know, right? I mean, and he just can't wait to get the pod jinx.
That's right.
I mean, it's busting out the seams there. All right, second item. Garden tools. Here's what the two items. Garden tools. A rake and
Dish
a shovel.
Dirt.
A rake and a shovel. A rake and a shovel.
A rake and a shovel.
Together.
Dig the soul. Oh,
this is an easy.
I have a good maybe.
I'm handing this one to you. I'm surprised you ain't. I thought you'd get this right off the bat.
Can you dig it?
Can you
a rake and a shovel? You hear this? People say this a lot still in life's cliches.
Life's a garden, dig it.
I mean, I don't know. Mine's
a rake and a
Mine
shovel.
Sounds stupid.
Say it. Do it.
No, what?
No, I don't know.
Get a girl.
Well, I mean,
that's what
like,
think tanks do.
I feel like a rake like helps the land get fertile.
Okay.
So
yeah, it does.
You gotta rake away.
And then you gotta dig a little bit to plant a new seed.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you got to rake away all the harsh stuff that's hurting you, and then you might have to dig a little
bit. You
got to
break ground.
You got to break ground.
Taylor's real close to it now. Taylor's real close to what I was thinking. But, no, you got that works. What I was thinking, and have you ever heard someone tell you, like, I heard this a lot when it comes to books or whatever, whether it be Christian books or self-help books, some people take this and say, okay, this book here is really good, but there's a lot of stuff in there you may not like, so take a rake and a shovel with you.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
Okay, what that means is rake in the good stuff and shovel out the bad.
Mm. Oh.
So whenever you're reading a book or watching a video or whatever, it's kind of like your warning. There's stuff in there that's probably not going to make sense and be stupid, so just take the good stuff in and shovel the bad stuff out.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I haven't heard that either.
Okay. Yeah, rake in the good, shovel out the bad.
I think you just made it up.
No. Well, yes, I did. Yes, Travis, you're all over me, Travis. You're right.
What if the other tool is a push broom?
Huh?
What if the other tool is a push broom?
Push broom. That's not a garden tool.
Sweep it away.
Sweep it up.
Sweep it up. So, yeah, so that's just a good, and again, a good life's lesson. And say, you know, kids, there's going to be a lot of things out there that's good for you. You know, rake it and bring it in. And there's stuff that's going out in life because it's just we're human and it's the world out there. And, you know, God wants us to be reserved for him. There's things out there that you just shovel out of your life. Just get rid of it. That it doesn't need to be there. And the Bible talks about, you know, certain heavy weights and stuff like that that will bear us, that will load us down, and we don't need those things. Get rid of those things. Shovel them out of your life. But reach out and rake in the good stuff that you need. And you pretty much know what it is. You know, as you go through life.
Because you pull in the stuff you're raking,
Mm-hmm.
You pull it like you're raking leaves. You pull it and you're making like a pile of
yes
of leaves. So you want to rake in the stuff and collect
and declutter at the same time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you're collecting the stuff you're raking.
And then you dive into the clutter.
When you shovel.
you dive right back in.
And then you hide in it. For when your wife comes around the corner.
You scare her. and then she leaves.
Then stop it.
And then she leaves and she you never leave. Comes back.
You leave.
It's a fun game.
So, yeah, rake and shovel. It was an old cliche. I show my age, I guess. I don't know. They just don't use that no more. I don't know, but there it is. I just revived it. So, yeah, a rake and a shovel. Bring two items like that in there in front of kids and say, hey, I'm going to teach them a rake and a shovel today. And all the kids go,
Go play with them.
And all the kids go,
aw, yay. Yeah, and
it'd be cool if we had like a sandbox for that day or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big sandbox.
They would like that. How with actual sand, though?
Yeah. Let's build one.
With, get a kids pool
why can't
there.
We have our...
Get a kids pool, mini the pool in there.
Connect
and
sandbox.
The play sand
Menards
is like $3
has
a bag.
For $15, little kiddie pools.
So, yeah. Menards. It's just...
We have a ton.
It's just a bear to unload and get rid of it when you're done with it, to move it out.
Well, no, we'll build a permanent one.
Oh, a permanent
like,
one.
Like in the
kids' church?
Like in
no,
the
yeah. It could be part of the new curriculum. We could have sandbox
out and back.
Time.
Out and back.
Out on the ceiling with our... on the roof with yes, our pool.
Out front by the sign.
Be like a little
a real sandbox.
Sensory.
All the neighborhood cats will
sensory
be visiting.
Bin.
Yeah.
So
like a big old sensory bin.
Put it in the gray ghost. Put it in the gray ghost.
The gray ghost. The gray ghost is an old dilapidated building out behind our church.
There's a good lesson. Let's take them out there.
It's yeah, spooky. Yeah.
So. Whatever.
It's Brother Poling's living quarters.
Yeah, it's just an abandoned building that just still there. So
that lesson could just be about proper footing.
Right.
Last one. Travis, you'll like this.
Is it food related?
No, it's
shields.
It's
hungry.
Toilet paper. What could you do
why is
with
toilet paper always late?
We didn't do anything.
Why was the
paper?
Toilet paper always
oh
late?
Got stuck in a crack.
See, that's a good one. I like that one. I love how he just had that like right there. It was like right there.
Well, the trigger word was toilet paper.
Right.
It was almost like he's been waiting, you know, this entire podcast.
That's how good comedians do. They there's trigger words that open up a joke or two or three.
That's how my mind
works. And you literally listen for those trigger words from people so you can seize that opportunity.
Like say a word, any word.
Cheese.
There's not a joke for that.
You have a whole container of cheesy jokes there. You're gonna be
oh, those are for later.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
My God.
toilet paper. Now, this here is another one because I've seen this done several times growing up as a kid in church, and I've seen other people actually use it in ministries. But toilet paper. How can you use toilet paper? Now, when I say use it as an object lesson, do I mean teach from the toilet paper itself or use it somehow in another lesson? It's either way.
Single and double ply.
We've always...
Single and double. Well, he's looking at the elements of toilet paper, which is a good way to look at. So
we've always done the Lazarus lesson, I feel like, you know, where you wrap up the kid and then they break loose and...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a classic one.
It's been done.
I was going to say, bathroom essentials.
Yeah.
When's the last time we ever did it, though? Have we ever done it?
Bathroom essentials? I don't think so.
Lazarus?
The Lazarus.
I feel like we did it all the time on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, maybe we should do it again.
We have a whole new crew now.
Yes,
we can start reusing some of these.
Yeah, absolutely. You can recycle these oldies but goodies.
Ooh, I have some recycled toilet paper at home.
I just saw on our memories, we used to do Esther. We only had girls for the longest time on Wednesday nights for like years. And we used to do tea parties and princess things and
Esther.
Esther and all that kind of stuff.
So let's say we did a lesson on Lazarus and he comes out of the grave and we have a kid wrapped up in the toilet paper and he breaks and we go through that whole story. What else can you say and reflect off a roll of toilet paper and say, hey, you know, there's something else totally different. I want to talk about toilet paper for our object lesson. What could you get from it?
I'm wondering if there's something that you can do from like the little cheapy single ply roll all the way up to like the mega roll.
The quality Charmin, stuff.
You know that game, Thin Ice?
Yes.
You put the napkin on the circle and then you put like wet marbles on it and it like
It's like a stress test or whatever.
Yeah, and then whenever it gets enough marbles, it breaks through. You can do that with like two ply toilet paper. Like, I don't know. Say you have like one ply toilet paper. It's easy for stuff to get through, but you need two ply.
Like the armor.
Could you maybe
like the armor.
Okay, so armor. That's what I was going
to
say.
Just about to say that.
Good job, Alexa.
That's what I was going to say. What spiritual element can we apply it to? So the armor of God, your faith. What else?
Just God's protection. I mean, just your relationship with God.
So there is this thing that I seen on, it was like a trend on Instagram, the reels. There was a trick that if you take like a glass bottle and you fill it like all the way to the brim, like to where it's
like a glass almost, Coke bottle or something. Okay.
Yeah. So where it's like almost overflowing and you take a piece of toilet paper and you put it over the water and just rip the rest off to where it's like just like a lid. But the lid's made of toilet paper, and you can turn the bottle over, and the water does not come out.
Oh, wow. So it actually seals.
It actually seals it.
See that?
And
that,
airlocks
you can,
it.
You can build a whole lesson around that one, that trick. See, that's what I like to do. I like to find, like, experiments or tricks like that and then build around that. But I don't know what to do with that.
Now, I'd feel nervous on that one. I'd be afraid it'd fail on me.
You would have a bucket. Before? You have your safe
bucket. No, you do it over someone's head.
Like Bruce did.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Remember when Bruce did that to Mom?
Oh my goodness. So fill the bottle up with water and then put a sheet of toilet paper over the
And then you just kind of you put it to where the water like soaks in the toilet paper and then you just like rip it down.
Just up through the mouth of the bottle.
Just in the mouth of the bottle, and then you rip the rest of it off. So there's literally just like a little small circle lid of toilet paper and you take the rest off.
I have to try it when I go home.
And so
then you turn the bottle upside
and then
down.
You turn the bottle upside down and the water stays.
Oh man, that'd be crazy.
I wonder if it actually works though.
You have to try it.
I've seen multiple people do it, and this one girl, like, she actually did
it on
like
the internet?
It was like a real or fake. She tested. She was doing tests.
Oh, I'm sure.
She was.
Mythbuster. She's doing a Mythbuster.
She's doing a Mythbuster. And
what's
it worked for her.
What's her experimental credentials?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, she tried it and it worked.
And it worked.
Here, I'm going to get some toilet paper. I'll be right back.
And we have a bottle of Deer Park water.
Well, you got to fill it up all the way to the brim.
Why?
Because it only works whenever you fill
science,
it up all the way to the brim.
Because of science.
Yes. Listen to the science.
Just listen to us, Justin.
Fill this all the way up to the brim.
Don't put dirty faucet water in the Deer Park.
And then get some toilet paper, and we'll use this as our safe bucket.
Yeah, we need a safe bucket. Okay, Justin is actually going to walk away with a little bottle of Deer Park water.
All right, we'll see you.
And we'll be right back after he gets back to the water. And he has to bring back toilet paper too, right?
I hope he knows that.
So he'll bring back the toilet paper and the bottle of water. We're actually going to try it right here. And you'll have to take pictures of him doing this, okay?
I'll take a video.
Oh, you got
it. Take a video of him doing this.
And we
got to
have our safety cup.
Yeah.
And so because our introduction says that we share experiences and
experiments.
And so this is one of those times where we're actually experimenting.
Yeah. Do we burn some paper while we're waiting?
No.
We got fire stuff.
I got the
here.
Fire paper.
Yeah.
The smoke paper.
You actually, yes, when you prepare your magic trick for the smoke from your hand, Ash,
it
you actually
smells
have to
do it while so we're bad.
It smells like a smoke room after you prepare that.
It smells like farts
Travis, come on.
Hold on.
You actually have your stuff that you prepared your magic trick with today. Yeah. You have the aluminum foil here.
Aluminum.
And you have aluminum. Now what is that stuff called? What's that?
It's called Hell Smoke.
But they have to. What?
This is like the off brand. It cost me $20 for two pieces of this, or for like 2 5 packs of it.
Uh huh.
I would suggest if you want to do it in your Kidmin or anything that you get the good stuff.
When it comes to magic tricks,
sharing our experience.
I should have.
So what exactly are these? They look like little sheets of sandpaper. But
yeah,
what
they're kind of sand. I don't know what exactly
let
they
me
are.
See. Let me see one of those.
Okay, get it, girl.
It actually does feel like a very paper thin sheet of sandpaper. Is what it feels like.
Then you burn it,
and he tears a piece off, and he uses a lighter here, and he just puts it on top of the foil, and he's going to set the smoke alarms off here. There it goes, Travis. I told you not to do that inside of the podcast room. Taylor, fan that off real quick. Thank you. Okay. So he tears a piece off about the size of a silver dollar, and he burns it to a black ash.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
so
you blow away the ash.
Are you got blow on it? Is it going to blow away?
Right. Blow the ash away.
Huh? Okay, the ash blows away.
You can do that? That's why it didn't work.
And then
you
the residue that's left on the foil, he rubs it with his, because it's kind of like oilish, right?
Yeah.
It's black and it's oilish.
I don't know if it's going to even work.
And it's on his finger, and he's rubbing it in on the foil here. And I thought you had to let it sit for a while.
No.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work if you leave it.
Let it sit too long, then it won't. Okay.
Some more, it's
so that one didn't work.
No. And it's supposed to leave like a yellow residue.
Sometimes
but
it does, sometimes it doesn't.
What if I just hold it?
Okay. Hold it. Don't hold it in your hand.
That's not the greatest idea.
Just, okay. There. Okay, he's burning it, and it's causing lots of smoke in the pocket. Oh, great. There it goes again.
Ew, there's stink bugs in the lights.
Yeah, and there goes the stink bugs. They just died from the smoke inhalation.
Good.
So. All right. So there's the ash. He gets rid of the ash.
Get rid of the ash.
Of the paper he just burnt.
And
it's a chemical reaction.
It's supposed to leave an Earl. It's no Earl, too. It's just...
Oil.
Yeah, that's what I said.
There's no Earl.
There's no Earl to it.
And it's not working. But it was working for you yesterday, so you need a good quality smoke from hands magic trick gimmick.
All
right. Justin... has just returned. Now hold on a second here.
Wait, you're supposed to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Taylor, go ahead. Taylor, go ahead and just video what he does have. He has a miniature bottle of water, and he's filled it up to the brim. He opened the lid up.
Let me see. Well, I had this cup.
He filled it up to the brim, and he put a piece of toilet paper over the mouth of the bottle, and the toilet paper, of course, absorbed water, and he tore the excess around it off. Now he's getting ready to pour it into the cup, which it's supposed to not pour out. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
It actually works. The toilet paper is holding the water inside the bottle
That's
right now.
That's as spill-proof as a silly pint.
I mean, it did a couple drips, but yes.
That could have came from anywhere.
But that is crazy.
Squeeze it.
Don't squeeze it.
Yeah, don't squeeze it.
Squeeze it.
That thin sheet of toilet paper that is water soaked is actually.
Oh,
there it went.
That's embarrassing.
He did squeeze it though.
I didn't really get baptized again.
So that actually does work. The toilet paper on top of a mouth of a bottle of water, it does actually hold it in there. So Taylor, you'll have to post those videos on our S&D social medias, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. So, all right, that does it for our object lessons and stuff and experiments here. We did live on the podcast for what it's worth out there. So, anything
Travis.
Else? Huh?
Last one.
Travis is still going.
Travis is still trying to make the smoke from his hand magic trick. He's still burning up pieces of this sandpaper stuff in here. And there goes the smoke alarm again. All right, we'll be
You're
back right after this,
tonight.
Guys.
I'm not going to pee the bed. This is worldwide show.
All right, it's time to open up our toy box, and here we go.
Maybe it's supposed to go like actually on a coin because it did work when I put it on the coin.
Okay,
maybe.
When you figure it out, let us know. But no, it worked yesterday without the coin.
Huh?
It worked yesterday without the coin, didn't
it? It did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I was able to. It came from my fingers.
All right, welcome to the Toy Box segment.
Thank you.
We appreciate it if you bared with us through the first part and hung around for the second part here, second and final part. And so, as we said at the very beginning of our first half, that we have a staff member who is not here today. And
who is that again?
Huh?
Who is that again?
I'm getting ready to tell you. I'm glad you asked, but we're getting ready.
Stop setting stuff on fire.
Travis, he's a pyromaniac.
You're going to get brain injury.
He's going to pee the bed.
Welcome to the S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Bird. The only podcast on the dial. No mask required. No mask required to listen. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. We don't even say www anymore because that's just so...
HTTPS. Anyway,
so 1998.
Could be HTTP.
There you'll find our social media links for Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, but not Twitter.
Twitter.
Do we have any contacts or replies from our email or social media?
Yeah, we've got a couple.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Some questions.
Please subscribe, like, and share, that kind of good stuff. And you can find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold. But not at
Twitter.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
And now at Menards.
At, did you go to them about that contract?
Huh?
Did you talk to them about our contract for still on our podcast at Menards? No. We have a new Menards store up here. A very nice, very big.
I didn't even know.
I've been there three times, and they've only been open for two weeks.
Oh, so,
really?
Yep, and so if you're in Morgantown, West Virginia, go to the Menards, and hopefully they'll be on our podcast there, too.
Yeah.
And so weather and traffic every 14 on the 37s with Bob, and he is piloting the S&D traffic and weathered sky jet.
Hey, Bob!
And there he goes. Right now, the lines are open for you to call or text with your comments or questions. All you got to do is dial 9 or text 9. Taylor's over here at the phone right now, taking in your calls.
And there's a phone call right now.
Who is it?
Taylor's going to get on that right there. Whenever we're ready, we'll let you on the air.
It's just Barb.
And take you that question or comment. So the All Request Hour is coming up later.
With
deep cuts and no hits. Now let's strike up the polka dot band with Gus Polinski, and let's go through our players today. Off to my left, he did our Lucky Charms lesson today in our kids' church, and tried to do a magic trick with it, and it just didn't work. Doggone it! But that happens once in a while, and we just have to go on and just go on. So
keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, and he's accompanied with his wife.
Right, like Brady Bunch?
Yes, something like that. And they help us with our kid ministry. Give it up for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
And off to my right, he is actually playing virtual reality helmet on, face mask or whatever. And eating Cheetos at the same time. That's talent, folks. Talent. So he has his VR helmet
in here. Are they real?
In game. And he's eating Cheetos over here.
So realistic.
And that's my son-in-law, Justin. And over there in front of me is Taylor. She's my daughter. And she's on her phone, I don't know, shopping at Menards?
I am on the S&D Facebook page.
She's
Thank
on the
S&D.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I stand corrected. I thought maybe she's at Menards shopping
again. You're sitting right now.
Well,
so,
I had shoes for that when I was a kid.
And so, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Justin and Taylor Binge, everybody. And let's... I want to say this now because I always forget this guy and his crew. I always shut it off at the end, and I forget to give credit where credit is due. He's conducting this polka dot band that is back here in our other studio so well. And you would almost think that they are playing a recorded version of that same polka dot song every time we come here. But no, they're playing it live back there for us right now. Give a round of applause to Gus Polinski and the polka dot band, everybody. My name is Randy, and I almost forgot.
Hi, Randy.
We want to let you know that one of our members are not here today, but he will return. But he's still epic, and we miss him today. And his peanut crowd is still here. They're faithful no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, COVID or not, this peanut section is here today. Let's give it up for Jared the Epic Henry.
Proper representation.
Absolutely.
Homemade t-shirts and everything.
Homemade t-shirts.
I got a joke.
Yeah.
Or not a joke, but a...
Poster board sign.
But a question.
Yes.
What's your joke?
Right after this.
God.
Just remember that we are not responsible for personal theft or items left in your car. Actual prices may vary. Rebates must be postmarked no later than a day after hearing this commercial. See your dealer for details. No toys were harmed in the recording of this commercial. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. And shake well before use. And if rash occurs, discontinue use.
My God, are you still talking?
That's going to be my new thing. Every time he does a disclaimer, I'm just going to talk.
We're just going to have a conversation.
Yeah, I have a conversation.
Here's a disclaimer. I did not read this disclaimer.
That that's the FCC rules for podcasting. You have to give your yeah. So Justin, what was your question or comment, please?
If you go into a shoe store without a mask, do they kick you out?
Probably. It depends.
Now wait a minute. Is this a trick question or are you serious? If you go into a shoe store
and you don't wear a mask, do they kick you out?
I'm missing the punchline here.
You
all have
with your feet, which you wear shoes on.
I'm missing it. Is this a want thing or is
this
it?
Just a really bad joke?
It's okay. It's one of those.
Leave those to me.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals.
Justin. For the bad jokes.
Now you can text him your ideas and he can make something up for you.
No. He's generous, he'll send it back to you. He doesn't give me credit, and I do not receive funding for that. No. I patent that. That's mine. You can't take that. You use it, but you can't.
Patent pending.
Mine. I stole it. It's mine now.
I'll kick you out.
All right. So who's got something for Toy Box today?
I've been trying to think of the new Impossible question game.
Oh, yeah.
Or guess game, but I can't think of
it. And you're next, aren't you?
I am next.
I was going to say maybe your favorite either movie or Disney movie.
That's
Disney
gonna be movie too be, easy.
Disney movie would be too easy, but what about easy movie?
That's going to be easy too movie? Easy.
Easy movie.
Well, what's I don't know, because you like a lot of them.
I do.
You like a lot of Disney movies. And I
can't narrow down a favorite.
What about your favorite song?
You would have to.
Favorite song?
It's going to be hard.
Your favorite hairstyle?
A favorite Disney.
One hairstyle.
It's your favorite.
Disney's favorite. Disney song, I think, would be more complicated.
Maybe, yeah.
Not really.
What's your favorite knee? Is it this knee or Disney? That knee or Disney?
Oh, my God.
Disney or that knee?
Favorite store? Well, Menards.
I was going to, no.
Menards. Favorite podcast?
I was going to do, like, my dream vacation spot.
That's a good one. And you've never been there yet, right? That would be a question.
That would be a question that I'm not going to answer.
I'm not even sure if I know. Actually, I think I know where it might be. I don't know, though. I could actually play it.
Well, if you have talked to him about it, he can't play it. If we go through this and it's going to be your favorite.
Husband. He doesn't listen very much.
Vacation destination, then.
No, he knows it.
Okay, so he can't play.
Snooze to him.
I got a question. It's a Bible question.
Okay.
See if you guys catch on this. Who made a stone copy of the Ten Commandments? A stone copy of the Ten Commandments.
Stone cold Jesus. Copies.
Moses.
No. I stop and think. Moses had the first set given to him. He broke it, and God created. Or there was a second set made for him too. But later on, it's in the Old Testament. Someone else actually had a stone copy of the Ten Commandments made.
Was that Elijah?
Nope.
Oh, wait. What was the brother's name? Moses' brother. What was his name? I thought it was Elijah.
Nope.
It's not Moses' brother?
So start naming
him. Nope. Malachi. Alexa's looking up on
Jacob.
That.
Malachi. Jacob.
Google search. He was a prominent character. In the Bible.
Aren't they all?
I think the book of the Old Testament is named after him. Yes. He was more of a warrior type.
David.
Nope.
Joshua.
Joshua.
I just started going through the books of the Bible. It's like, well, that's a name.
That's the way you do it. There you go. Yeah. So Joshua was a guy who actually... I've read it before, but I never really... It's just a fun little trivia piece there. Joshua made a copy of the Ten Commandments during his thing. You ever think about that? Got me to thinking about Moses versus Joshua, how they both constantly traveled. And Moses was predominantly associated with the miracle type things of God and the great big miracles and wonders and stuff. And then Joshua was more of a warrior. But that's neither here nor there. But so. Anything else you guys got?
I got something.
Go.
Pretty sweet shirt.
What?
Oh, yeah. We had to talk about it.
Yeah,
pretty sweet shirt.
My shirt? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got donuts on it and ice cream sundaes on my shirt today.
Just.
Yeah. Malts and shakes. Huh?
It's a sweet.
It went right over. Yeah, sweet shirt. Okay. sweet shirt. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Lex won't let me buy a crab shirt.
Okay, I'm just going to
Yeah. That's what I'm glad you brought that up, Travis, because I want to know.
I'm not glad you brought it up.
Hold on. Travis found a shirt at Target.
Old Navy.
And it has pictures of crabs on it.
I'll take it.
Yes.
And another one with iguanas.
Iguanas on it.
And Alexa, I think this calls for an intervention right now.
Intervention.
I ain't accepting it.
Interview?
Alexa?
No. Interjection.
We want to know why.
He needs an intervention for his corny jokes.
I'll tell you why. Why do you not allow Travis to buy a shirt with crabs on it?
I'll tell you
why. What?
Do you know what?
She went all in.
This is crabby.
I'll tell you why. Because she's being shellfish.
Do you know what one day in the life of Alexa would be? With Travis wearing a crab shirt everywhere we went.
That would be a really crabby day.
He would.
What would Travis? What would you do if you had a crabby shirt?
People would love it, and they would
say, "Hey, what's on your shirt?" And you would say, "I have
crabs."
How is this a bad thing?
I don't stoop to that kind of humor.
It'd be funny the first couple times, and then the rest of the day I would.
That's not my kind of humor.
No, people would say, "Like your shirt," and he'd be like, "Thanks, I have crabs."
Right.
Nope, I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't say that.
Or other people would be making the joke, which I don't know which is worse.
I have one with toucans on it, and then when I.
Yeah. Wait, the bird can, or yeah. actually two like cans of soup?
The birds.
Yes, there's a difference.
I do like to say, whenever I see someone with another shirt on, I say, "I like your shirt. Toucan play that game." And I show my toucan shirt.
Toucan play that game. Thank you.
You should name your toucans. One's Campbell's. And the other
one. Progressive.
Progressive.
Progressive and Campbell's.
Progresso? So.
Progresso.
Progressive's the insurance company.
Progressive's the insurance company.
Progresso is a soup.
So Campbell's and Progresso.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yes, it is the way. Progresso is the soup, and Progressive is the insurance company.
What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
Oh, we're getting it today. The difference between roast beef and pea soup. That'll tell us.
Everyone can roast beef. No one can pea soup.
We've heard this one before.
And it's equally as funny.
It still got us.
All right, let's go to our next segment of Hold Up.
Hold Up.
And that does it for Jared's segment called Hold Up.
Hold Up.
It's the only time that those words will ever be spoken legitimately.
Yeah. I think it's the only time, even the first time, I don't think you got to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it just so happens.
Great job.
I forgot that Jared wasn't here today.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry, all right? Leave me alone. So, all right. How about some pod jinx?
Let's get it, girl.
Let's do this.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx.
Okay.
Where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
I have a trivia question before you start, Travis. Because it relates to this song. That song, Phenomena?
Yes.
Trivia question, everybody.
Muppets.
No, it's
Animal.
On the Muppets.
Animal.
What season and episode did that song first appear?
Three.
Season 11.
Hold on. One episode at a time.
Episode 11.
What?
No. Season 3, episode 12.
Okay, 3:12.
Season 3, episode 11.
3:11.
Obviously, it's 4:19.
4:19. Alexa?
2:03.
Okay, all of you have overbid, but Alexa was the closest.
It's 1-1.
She said 1-1.
Literally, it's 1-1.
The very first
episode of The Muppet Show, it's the very first act.
Hmm.
the Menomina song.
Huh. It's on Disney Plus now.
And so that's how I figured that out, because I started watching. I'm like, the very first act that they do,
I love the Muppets,
is the Menomina on there. So I thought, wow, that's pretty neat.
Sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetsational. It's the time for the call of Muppet Joe.
Okay, Travis, go.
All right. 50 jokes that are cheesier than a dairy farm. Family friendly. Ew. Family friendly cheesy jokes. Smell that dairy air. You ready?
We're ready.
I'm reading it. I don't even care what it says.
I'm going to read it.
I'm going to read it. If it's bad, it's bad.
I'm lactose intolerant, so can I leave?
Me too. Yeah,
always.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
What is a cheese diet?
What?
Yeah.
What's a cheese's diet?
What is a cheese diet?
What is a cheese diet?
That's major trouble.
Vegan.
What?
No cheese in your diet.
What is a cheese diet?
What is a cheese what is, diet?
Maybe it's like...
Like you eat cheese all the time? Like only cheese?
Only cheese?
Or no cheese?
I mean, you're never going to go to the bathroom, so there's that.
Constipation.
Yeah. That's for sure. What is a cheese diet?
I think it's
diet?
More like, what is a cheese block? Diet?
A cheese block?
Doesn't say cheese.
That's a good one.
I feel
one.
Like cheese block should be the answer.
What is a cheese diet?
Hey, before you get the answer, let the kids in.
Okay.
Kids?
I don't have the keys.
Travis, just tell them to get in.
Oh, come on, kids.
They got to hear the answer to this.
I'm glad someone had the keys. What is a cheese diet? Eating curds and whey.
Oh, that is a good one.
Oh, eating curds and whey.
Whey.
Curds and whey.
Whey yourself.
But in realistically, it's going to be a cheese block.
Yeah. Thank you, Lex. I think Lex is
more. All right. For this one, I'm going to cover up the answer, so I'm not even going to see it. I'm with you guys here.
Uh-huh.
Where can you buy secondhand cheese?
That's disgusting.
So you got to think of like thrift stores.
Thrift store.
Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Good cheese wheel.
I like it. It's funnier than probably what the answer is.
Really?
Consignment.
I don't know what a cheese
thrift store.
I don't either.
Swiss. Curbside.
Swiss Army. Swiss Army.
Don't keep talking out. That's a good idea.
Where do you buy second
Swiss Army store?
Swiss
Army store.
That's
a nice Swiss Army.
Swiss Army. Salvation.
Salvation Army.
Swiss Army Salvation.
Is this the last one, or are you gonna have a bonus one?
This is. I don't care. I don't know.
Salvation.
I didn't
Swiss
know
what
clothes I need to put on. Twice.
That's what I'm this gonna go with. It. That's gonna be my Salvation.
Say Goodwill.
All right, go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's upset.
Brie Bay.
What?
Brie Bay?
Brie Bay.
Like Brie is a type
like Brie cheese.
You gotta be like a cheese expert.
Yeah. You do. You're right.
No, we need a list. That's all right. My impossible thing is going to be name my favorite type of cheese, and I'm just gonna find the most random kind.
So it's probably feta. Not really. Nothing better than feta.
Just kidding.
We need to get a list of cheese. Someone print out a cheese list name, and that way we can look through that stuff when he tells a joke and we'll have a chance.
Alexa, list all the cheeses.
I'm good.
And you're right. You have to know your cheese names and brands to know to take a guess second because cheese. Yeah, you can play on them words. So.
List of all types of cheese.
Oh, here we go.
There's an alphabetical list on cheese.com.
Now, how many
are
there?
I don't know. It's on cheese.com. There's like
Let's go through a few. Let's do this.
It's by alphabetical. So I click A, and then there's like 20.
Holy cow! There's 20 under A.
Yeah.
There's 18,000 different types of cheese.
No way.
1,800.
Top 10 cheeses, though. Best 10 cheeses of the world.
Let's guess the top 10 cheeses.
Yes, let's guess the top
blue.
Swiss.
Really?
Blue. Yeah,
hold on. American.
Blue.
Hold on. Blue is...
Yeah.
Blue is 2.
So you got the top 10?
What did you say, Travis? Swiss.
Cheddar.
Swiss is not even on the list.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella is 8.
Cheddar.
Cheddar is 5.
Pepper jack.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite.
Colby.
It's not on here.
Provolone.
That's what I'm going to...
Colby, nope.
Mozzarella.
Provolone, nope.
What?
Gouda.
Mozzarella has to be on there.
Gouda is...
It's good.
It's not good
it
enough.
Is six.
You know what the gouda
feta.
Is?
No feta.
All right.
Feta is very popular right now. Feta cheese sold out in Italy, I think.
Is feta cheese the same as goat cheese?
I don't know.
Brie?
Brie is three.
Whoa.
Blue cheese was two.
Brie is three. Blue. What rhymes with one?
That's stupid.
Blue is two, Brie is three, or one.
What about the mozzarella? What about the mozzarella? You're making a pizza, you gotta get the mozzarella.
Eight. Mozzarella's eight.
That doesn't rhyme. Boring. Stupid list.
Here, you know what? Here's some.
Number one is it's a solid, I guess. What's number one?
Kobe?
Wiz.
Oh, Wiz cheese.
Number one is Asiago.
Ooh,
Asiago. 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 Asiago.
Parmesan.
Parmesan is nine.
I said Parmesan earlier for the record. No.
So it's Asiago, blue cheese, brie, shimmer.
Easy.
Hey.
What's the cheese that you put
Camembert,
in the lasagna?
Camembert,
ricotta.
Cheese Wiz.
I've never heard of it.
Camembert.
Ricotta.
I don't know.
Who are they?
Gloucester.
Ricotta.
Gouda, then cheddar, then Gouda.
Ricotta.
Then Gruyere.
Ricotta.
Gruyere.
I don't know these.
Mozzarella, Parmesan, and
ricotta.
10 is pecorn.
This is a stupid list.
Pecorino.
This is a stupid list. Throw it out.
Ricotta.
Throw it out.
Pecorino, I don't know. It's made from sheep's milk.
You better be careful what you say. You got to
We got to do a podcast.
Yeah. Italian is a
These jokes are family friendly, but these cheeses are not.
No. Do we have a cheese expert in our church and somewhere?
I used to think I was, but after this.
No.
We're memorized way off. The 1800 different types of cheese.
Oh my goodness.
I still haven't heard of that. I wonder if we have
a cheese connoisseur.
You're not ready for that cheese.
There has to be someone in this church that knows cheeses.
You would thank Bruce.
Put an email out. You know Jesus, but do you know cheeses?
We're looking for you.
Send an email to Beverly. See if you can send out.
Oh, Beverly. We can't do that.
Jesus.
To
you know Jesus.
Rest in peace, Beverly.
So yeah, see what Jared's missing out on today.
I know.
Maybe Jared knows. Jesus.
Or maybe we're missing.
I don't think he knows Jesus.
He may have that secret talent. We don't know it.
Oh my goodness.
He hasn't been super good at the jokes, so I'm doubting it.
Oh yeah. All right. So all right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Okay. Bye. All right. Is that it? Anything else for questions? Oh yeah, from our social media.
Yeah, they were just asking.
These are like between podcast episodes, and people sent us something on social media.
Very like thought invoking.
Yeah, they just want to know some things from us. Like, all right, they just want to get to know us better.
Some personal, well,
this is nice. It's nice to feel wanted, and that we actually have people.
I'll do the top one.
Okay.
Corresponding with us.
How many do we have?
I'll do this one next.
I don't know. How many do you want?
There's a couple, but we just do two.
We'll just do two.
Okay.
What is the funniest Wi-Fi name you have ever seen?
Now, who is this from?
This is from Skirt Girl 89.
Skirt Girl. Now she's
a regular.
Yeah, she's a regular. Skirt Girl 89. Mm-hmm. And what's the funniest Wi-Fi? That's a good question because I've seen some good ones out there.
I like mine.
Yeah,
yours is the Jerry Seinfeld reference, which is Vandalay Industries.
Yeah.
Mine is Death Star.
That's yours.
That's mine.
We're good at coming up with.
But the funniest
it's a
one.
A biased opinion.
We have some funny ones in the neighborhood.
I've had a good one, but I can't remember it for
the Boys Club.
Yeah.
We had one that was the Boys Club.
One that was
club.
Like something dungeon or something.
Something dungeon.
Yeah. I've seen one called the FBI van.
That's funny.
Which I thought was funny. Fight but there was a real good one I saw that was hilarious. I even posted it on my social media a year or two ago.
Was it Vandalay Industries?
And no, it was a good funny one.
I've seen one that said Narnia.
I don't have time to go through and find it. So. All I can do is tell you what mine is, and Travis told you his, and the one I heard, the FBI van, is one I've seen.
Abraham Linksys.
Oh, Abraham Linksys.
I like
John Wilkes Bluetooth.
John Wilkes Bluetooth. Oh, you have a list now, huh?
Yeah, the land before.
Bill time. Y, the science fi.
It burns.
Science fi.
It burns when IP.
Cover.
IP.
Covet not thy neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Not your Wi-Fi.
Not your Wi-Fi.
Get off my lawn.
I like that one, yeah.
Oh, get off my lawn. Nice.
Mom, click here for internet.
Oh, that was
New England clam router.
Router. Well, keep them coming, guys. Keep going. Don't stop now.
Drop it like it's a hot spot.
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin. I think so. Did you have Dunder Mifflin before?
No.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
I know someone did.
Bill Clinternet.
We'll go. Yes.
Yes.
I'm under your bed.
That's creepy.
Bum bum bum.
I pronounce you.
Searching dot dot dot. Connecting dot dot dot.
Connection lost.
Connection.
Making Wi-Fi great again.
Trojan virus.
Stop being a moocher.
Setting up.
All right. Please connect for identity theft.
That's fine. What's the next question?
Yeah, Land
next
question. Solo. There's you one. Land Solo.
This is from the L-A-N. Big. This is from the Big Burp 202.
Whoa.
Oh.
Ooh, hey. Long now, time, wait a minute. Hold on here.
Long time listener. First time. Texture.
I wonder if they know. I wonder if they've got our Big Burp bumper sticker.
I don't know.
Because I really haven't advertised it, maybe once or twice, but we had the 101.928, the Big Burp bumper sticker for like $4. Hey.
They may be
and get on our website, and he actually has a username
long time,
called Big Burp.
Yep, long time listener, first time poster.
Texter. There we go.
Poster.
Poster. Commenter.
Oh, that's what we'll call it, people who text a post or post a text. They're a toaster.
Something. Yeah.
I like that. Hashtag toaster.
It's definitely something.
All right. What does the Big Burp want to know?
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, this is Travis. This is probably for you. Did he? Yeah, did he tag Travis in this one here for Podjinx?
It was.
I don't think it's a,
at Triv Jam, John. I think they just spelled it wrong, okay, but yeah, that was probably for you.
So what's the question again? Because it's obviously a joke.
No, it's not a setup. It's just a question.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? What do you
think?
That's
all it says. What do you think? What's the answer?
Okay, well, let's do it. How many chickens would it take to kill?
It's not a punchline.
It's just how many do you really think?
I don't know.
It's a thought-provoking question.
Yeah.
I have an answer, but I don't want to say it.
Say it.
I don't want to.
We have a podcast edit button here.
I feel like there's a universal answer.
How many chickens does it take to kill an elephant?
Exactly. Elephant.
Chickens,
five.
They can be, why
five? Exactly, and five.
And why?
Why five? Like Wi-Fi, because there's no Wi-Fi.
Why five?
Exactly five.
I'm going to text you my answer.
Oh, is it that bad? We're at a Kid Men podcast right now.
I know, right? And I found that website, that router name.
Which one?
The funny one? Here it is right here. I took a picture of it. And I was at I forget where I was at. But I opened up all the Wi-Fi links, and this one here, this is what it says. Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi. See it right there. Thank you. Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi.
Let's open this up to our listeners. They could post their best Wi-Fis.
What's your
best
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi? Yeah.
We
have the potential of getting 8 responses for that.
Yeah. So what's the funniest Wi-Fi and your password
for submission?
Is it a funny password?
Yeah. We'll give a free bumper sticker to whoever
has the funniest password.
Whoever has, well, since there's only 8 listeners that we know of, if all 8 of them respond with a good Wi-Fi, that one that we haven't already said, and it's be legitimately a one that they've seen before, whether it was theirs or someone else's, not just a Google search.
Right.
Post it on there.
Screenshot.
Honestly, possibly. Yeah. Or a screenshot. Yeah, I got a screenshot of mine here.
Oh, we have another one called Johnsonville.
And then
yeah. We never use it.
No.
And so we'll give them a free bumper sticker.
Whoa.
Big Burp bumper sticker.
Yeah.
If they post it, so.
Oh, but how many chickens?
How many chickens?
I would say it depends because, like,
yeah, it would depend.
Is it maybe a baby elephant and adult chickens, or is it like adult chickens and a big elephant? Like, is the elephant, is there a lot of factors in it? What's up? Is the elephant,
chickens are real scrappy.
Yeah. Is the elephant in water? Because how many chickens does it take to go on top of an elephant that makes it drown?
Well, let's give him an answer. Maybe he has an answer for this, and he'll reply.
I told you it's exactly five.
But now, why are you saying exactly five?
He's just saying
exactly.
Can they throw eggs at them?
That's why I said there's a universal answer. It's exactly
chickens
one.
Can't throw eggs,
now, if you
can
use
lay.
Roosters, they can be more violent. So you listen, roosters can be.
Chickens are dumb. Elephants are smart.
They remember stuff.
Elephants
also scared. It takes one chicken because it'll bring a mouse and it'll take down the elephant.
Because elephants are scared of mice.
That's true. A wife's tale.
Oh no.
Let's test
this. That was a this husband's joke. Tale.
Let's go to the zoo and check this out, guys.
You have to research.
Let's bring
this.
A mouse.
How many chickens
to the
take?
Zoo.
We'll take all our chickens. You guys grab your chickens.
We're gonna get our mouse.
We'll go to the zoo.
I can't.
We'll go to the Pittsburgh Zoo.
I'm too chicken.
Stop it.
The Pittsburgh Zoo's got a couple elephants.
They do. Also, like, okay. Have you seen? I've seen videos of elephants like playing pranks on people. Like, so an elephant took a hat off of a tourist and like hit it in its mouth, and then put it back on the tourist's head after like the. And I saw like surveillance video of an elephant passing a trash can, picking up a pop can, putting it in the trash can.
What's
like,
a pop can? What's a pop can?
Soda.
Soda can.
Oh, soda. Got you.
Coke can.
Carol.
Bless you. Oh.
Carol, can you take us out of here? All right. Well, we'll figure this out.
Oh, hey. I Googled it.
Oh, wait. You have the answer?
The exact
Carol,
answer.
Carol, hold on.
Exact
just a
answer.
Thank you.
Did you hear
thank
that?
You. I heard that.
What's
okay,
the exact
there's
answer?
An exact reason
it.
For it, too. 2,207 chickens because a male elephant is about 6,000 kilograms, while roosters of the golden comet chicken average on about 272 kilograms. So if we divide 6,000 by 272, we get 2,022.
My God, are you still talking?
For a draw, but this logic would take 2,207 chicken to kill an elephant.
I can appreciate the math.
Why?
No.
Why is this a Google search?
Where's Carol at? Where is Carol at?
Why is this a Google search?
Number one is kilograms. I don't know what that means or how that is measured out. I don't know what a kilogram is. A kilogram could be 47 pounds. A kilogram could be 2 ounces. So, but I see what you're saying there.
But that says rooster.
This is what Google said.
The question is chickens.
I'm so glad they have an answer.
It's on Brainly.com.
Oh.
So it's got to be smart.
Right.
There you go. All right, Carol, take us out of here. Thanks for listening in and for bearing whatever we talked about. That we don't know what we talked about today or why.
How many chickens can an elephant kill?
Glad we had this time together. Because it makes me feel that I
nostrils, they fly faster.
Seems we just get started. And before you know
there's like a
who tested this?
Guess it's
a very distinct discussion.
There was a bunch of Redditors and they were talking about like at the very, very like last hour of 2020, they were all going to Google what is that big red ship in the sky.